I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I am with Mitch Nowakowski. So what do we have going on today?
We're here at the Lincoln Center at 10 Quincy Street in Broadway Fillmore to have the first weather winter preparedness event. And it's going to kick off here in my district. So we have over 30 vendors getting families prepared for the winter season. If we've learned anything over the course of a few years is that we have inclement and severe weather. And we're seeing it become more extreme. And we know that when we're going to keep people safe is by keeping people prepared. So we, every family can come out here and make a bag of their own of devices and things that they need. If they need blankets or lights, flashlights, emergency equipment to keep themselves safe throughout the winter season in inclement weather. So I'm really happy with all the people that teamed up all throughout Western New York. Tops, the Bills, you name it, have all come together to make sure people are prepared. We're also doing flu shots here because we know that in early October is the critical time to get your flu vaccine, and it protects you from the most serious strains of influenza. But we know that when younger people like myself get the flu shot, it ultimately keeps seniors safe so that we're not transferring severe influenza that kills over 55,000 people a year in the United States. So you see a lot of people here just also ultimately connecting with one another. We have nonprofits from across Western New York who are introducing themselves to folks in the neighborhood and introducing not only what they do, but how they can better enrich their lives. So the diversity of vendors is also really critical to making sure that this event happens. But this event will happen in all 9 Councilmatic districts. We're starting in Fillmore, and every district and every square mile of the city will be covered, and making sure that we're also ultimately in centers that are convenient for people. Sometimes when you do community events and you either move them downtown or an isolated area, it's too hard for people to get there. So we picked a lot of locations that are right and directly involved in neighborhoods.
So this opened up like 20 minutes ago and people were pouring in, I mean, which is a great sign because it shows that people want to stay safe. They want to know what to do. What are your thoughts on that?
I'm thrilled, and because when I came in here, I saw cars lined up the street, but it shows that people are engaged, that people do need access to these resources, but these resources are good resources. They're not, pens and paper and pads of paper. They're really serious resources like National Fuel and National Grid that are coming on, actually having some form of equipment and piece things that people need to stay safe throughout inclement weather, and ultimately making a plan that's good for their lives. During the blizzard, I saw a lot of people get stuck in their cars or in their home, and they didn't have flashlights when the power was out. They didn't have access to numbers and agencies that could help them throughout inclement weather or when they were being stuck at home. But it's ultimately helps create a plan. I had a lot of constituents that are living with disabilities who were literally stuck in their wheelchairs and had to crawl to go to use the bathroom. I had constituents that were giving birth in their living rooms. And when we have inclement weather and severe weather, we have to be prepared for it because people don't stop living. Things don't stop, issues don't stop from happening when you're in weather, severe weather. So this is just getting prepared. And, you know, the way you stay safe is you got to prepare for the worst.
Now, it seems to me like it's not just like having physical stuff, but also like having the resources for like mental health. I've seen a couple of those tables already. You want to talk about a little bit about that?
Yeah, we really weaved in a lot of services that we know that the community needed because we knew that we were going to get the volume of people here. So we wanted to be intentional, saying if we can get people here for the emergency prepared segment of it, let's also provide, kind of wrap around and overall services for mental health, for children and for older adults and for vulnerable populations. So we wanted to make sure that we had agencies that correspond with the most vulnerable populations come here, because a lot of it is not only are you coming here for resources and for access, you're making a plan and then you're ultimately connecting with people. So it's really to put a name to a face and to get to know people so that people feel comfortable.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.